now that the hospital's workload has eased considerably, there is less need now to retain VDS in its current form. We will therefore step down, but not dismantle VDS, by reducing the settings that require it. In particular, settings such as places of worship, malls, retail shops, supermarkets, etc., will no longer need to maintain VDS. It also means that the onus now falls on the individuals who are not fully vaccinated to take the necessary precautions to avoid crowded places so that you minimize your chance of being infected and falling severely ill. We will, as I mentioned, not remove VDS completely. It will continue to apply to the following higher risk settings. One, night spots with dancing, because this is a unique setting where lots of people gather with prolonged and close interactions with one another. Two are the larger events with at least 500 participants at any one time. Some examples are the larger scale gala dinners, weddings, D&D, conference dinners, for example, because these are potential super spreading events. Three are the F&B outlets, namely restaurants, hawker centers, and coffee shops, because these are mask-off settings frequented by many members of public on a permanent basis, and including members of public who may be vulnerable. I want to specifically address the issue of workplaces, where we have in place a policy called WVM, or called Workforce Vaccination Measures. WVM requires an employer to ensure that employees who return to the workplace need to be fully vaccinated. With the stepping down of VDS across most settings, we will also step down the WVM policy. Nevertheless, MON has been discussing with the tripartite partners who agree that given the significant pandemic risk that still exists in the coming months, businesses should be given the flexibility to impose vaccination-related instructions for employees for business continuity and workplace health and safety reasons, even though this is no longer a national requirement. The tripartite partners will therefore be updating their guidelines on the implementation of vaccination-related instructions for businesses or for their employees to provide them with this flexibility to impose measures based on their specific business considerations. MOM will be providing more details.